Welcome. It is September 27, 2021, and welcome to Awakening Plus. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. Thanks for joining us to help bring in the Aquarian Age and receive some healing and awakening in the process. So for those who are new, I'll briefly explain what we do here. First, this whole process, the sacred process, should last a little under an hour. After that, we'll have some optional time for sharing and feedback. But if you need to bop out after we close the container, that's perfectly fine. After this little intro, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa I'm sitting at. The mesa is a sacred altar on the floor, which is how it's done in the South American shamanism. Then I'm going to call in a whole bunch of allies, and you may not recognize all of them, but they are all of high vibration and benevolent intent. Then we'll seal our container so we're in safe, solid, sacred space. Safe, solid, sacred space. That's pretty alliterative. And then we will let the allies know, after that, we do our embodied awakening invocation, which I will lead you through. That will call your higher self to join you in your human body to make you the most optimized instrument of service. And then we'll let the allies know, hey, here we are, make use of us. And the way it's been going very consistently for quite a few months now is we're invited just to relax and be really passive. And then each of us individually receives healing and or awakening. And whatever happens to each one of us individually is multiplied and radiated to the other beings on Earth. So we are served, and our being served serves others. Pretty cool. Everybody wins. So that's how we do it. And I do always make two requests as we open. One is, thank you, Paula, for letting me know sound is good. I forgot to ask till now. The two requests are, first, please do only this. The nature of this event is that every person who participates, even from the recording, is kind of creating the vibration of what we do. And therefore, if you're distracted and doing other things, it will degrade the vibration of the event. So if you cannot give us your full attention, please, sign out. If you're a member, you can always come back later and do the process in the archive recording. So the other request is, if you must leave the call early before we close the sacred container, just ask the allies to ease you out of the container, and they will happily do so. And that way you can leave early and not disrupt the field. So I know it's a strange request, but you'll have a better experience. And by giving it your full attention and not doing anything else, then that will serve you and the others who are part of this event anywhere in time, past, present, or future. So thanks very much for honoring that. All right, so let's get it rolling. I'm going to make doubly sure that the technology is okay. So you are all going to be muted until the end, where you'll have a chance to unmute yourself if you wish. But during this process, you will be muted. You cannot be heard, so don't worry about any of your sound overlapping. All righty. And lastly, I'm going to make sure that the view is set properly. Yep, we're good on that. Okay. Okay, so let's do this. I invite you to close your eyes. And just become aware of your body overall. Just notice how it feels. And now notice if you have any awareness of the energy part of you, the divine part, the subtle part, and see if you feel that energy in or around your physical body. Not changing anything, just noticing what's already there. So that's your baseline, and later we may compare the state we're in later to the state you're noticing now. Okay, so now I'm going to call the directions and call the allies. As I do this, my invitation to you is that you just feel the energy moving in and around your body, if you're able to feel that. If you're not able to feel that, just feel the breath coming and going on its own. Let it do whatever it wants. Either way, you're fully passive and just noticing energy or sensation. And in this work, a lot of what we do is optimized by being really passive and just letting spirit do it through you or for you. So I invite you to do that for the next several minutes while I set up the container. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuiti. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening. I call in my own Christ consciousness. Maximum embodied fourth density service to other consciousness or greater deserves highest good. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Portal. We call Mount Pisgah, Shining Rock, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain. Correction, the Apu I called earlier should have been Dragon Mountain Gateway. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have our container. So now we'll move on to the Embodied Awakening Invocation. Brief explanation. This is where you call your higher self, the divine being that created the human part of you. You're going to invite it to come join you in your human body. And you'll get as much of it as you're ready for, and only that much. So no danger of overwhelm. It's like your body is a car. Your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat, and your divine is going to drive. But at any point, your ego, if it wants, can grab the wheel. The divine will step right out with no fuss, and your ego will instantly be back behind the wheel and in control again, if you so desire it. I want your ego to know it's safe and there's no risk here. Among the benefits of embodied awakening are there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll know what to do through intuition much more. And there will be more bliss. If you'd like to experience that, in a moment I'll give you 8 words to speak to your higher self. And in fact, let's go ahead and say them now out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go, and I invite you to simply feel the energy moving in your body. If you are aware of that, if you are not, then just feel the breath coming and going whenever it likes. No breath control. Other things that will help you do this invocation with the greatest ease and success. I encourage you not to use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I invite you not to deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive, just feel energy or breath. If at some point you become distracted, which simply means your attention's anywhere except feeling energy or breath, let the distraction be as it is with no resistance. But do treat that distraction as an uninvited guest, which means you don't have to pay any more attention to it. That means you relax your attention back into feeling energy or breath. And if that distraction remains in the background, that's fine. It's not you. Just let it do its thing while you keep returning your attention to energy or breath. Finally, let's discover how little effort is needed to hold this focus. So for a moment, I invite you to drop all effort, all focus, and drop to no effort at all. Zero effort, please, starting now. Remaining at zero effort, notice if you still have awareness of energy or breath, even without trying to have the awareness. If the awareness is there without effort, then I invite you to stay at zero effort. If you don't, then start adding little tiny bits of effort until you regain that awareness. But the idea here is to use the least effort needed to feel that. The less effort that gets the job done, the better. So now please rest at either zero effort or just barely enough effort to feel the energy or the breath. And I have the ability to feel not only the energy in the live event, but I can somehow feel the energy of those on the recording later as well, all mixed up together. And I'm feeling many of us already in embodied awakening. If you're there, just hang out. And if you want to know how can I tell if I'm there, pretty easy. Just answer the following question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Just see if that's true for you right now. If it is, just relax there. And you're holding that state will help everyone else get there more easily. If you're not there, continue to relax and be really, really passive and just feel energy. Or if you cannot feel that, feel breath, doing whatever it does. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not yet in embodied awakening to have a chance to get there. Getting all the way to embodied awakening is not required to do this. Even a small step in that direction is awesome. And even if you feel like you've made no progress toward it, you can still do the rest of this call with us. I'd just like to give the opportunity because the more awake you are, the more potent your services, and obviously the more fun you have, because being awakening feels really awesome. Okay, the allies are ready to start up. Allies, we come to serve. We come to serve the great Aquarian age, the great global awakening. And we offer ourselves, our bodies, our consciousness in service to that effort. We do ask that whatever happens here serve the highest good of all concerned, including those of us who are serving. And we are honored and happy to be here. Thank you, allies. Please proceed. So as this gets rolling, know that each person will have their own unique experience. And there may be times when you're feeling high bliss or ecstasy. There may be times when you're feeling some intense or challenging energies moving through your body. There might be some of both, one leading to the other. So just relax into whatever is happening. If something uncomfortable is happening, please don't try to shift it or alter it in any way. Just know the allies are making use of you according to your capacity. Because part of what we do here is we process heavy energy for the collective. But none of it will stick, and you'll be clean afterward. And you will not get too much intensity from that. And in the deeper awakened states, you won't get more of that than you can handle either. I encourage you to be really passive and allow the divine to do all this for you. The divine is a much better awakener and healer than your ego could ever hope to be. So I invite you to trust them and relax and let them do these wonderful things for you. If there's heavy energy coming through, don't worry about whether it's your personal stuff or coming from the collective. It really doesn't matter. It'll get processed either way. So I'm not going to narrate unless I'm really guided to. I want to honor the fact that each person is having their own individual experience here. And there's also collective work being done. So there may be extended periods of silence. Just know that I'm still here holding space. My body has started to shake and vibrate. That's really common for me. And I feel heavy energy coming out my feet. That lets me know that there's some strong healing coming through for many of us. If your body wants to move, vibrate, shake, please allow that. If you need to cry or vocalize or move your body in some way, if that's all being spontaneously initiated, I encourage you to do that as well if you can. There's nothing that says you have to sit absolutely still. Feel free to open yourself now to feel whatever comes through. Whatever you feel or see or hear in the inner worlds, just be with that. To the best of your ability, be really passive and just noticing what's arising without attaching to any of it. And I encourage you not to try to figure it out either. Most of this stuff is way beyond what a human mind can grasp. So my own preference, I love to just focus on the sensation, the somatic perception of what's happening. You may now be noticing some sweeter, gentler energy coming through. So many of us have a lot of heavy energy being processed through our bodies. Just relax and let it flush on through. It's common to have the energy come in the body and then flush out the hands and the feet. For some of us, our body is starting to feel more like energy than solid matter. And some of us are aware of a group consciousness forming in the inner worlds. Just a sea of energy that includes all of us, whether we're aware of it or not. And when you're in this place, you don't initiate anything through ego. You just relax and merge into the field. And any activity that happens arises spontaneously. Your group vibration keeps getting subtler and higher. I feel someone resisting what's happening. I don't know if they're live or on the recording, but I invite everyone just to really relax. Notice if there's any resistance or tension against the energy that's moving, and I invite you to relax and allow the divine energy through. Reminding you again, we're in completely safe space. Only beings of high vibration and benevolent intent are present working here. And even if you open fully, you will not be overwhelmed, since the container we're in does not permit that. That's feeling better. Thank you. Again, just relax and receive your own healing, your own awakening, which will be magnified and will support the healing and awakening of many other beings on Earth. there's quite a bit of heavy energy coming through our collective field now. So if part of that's coming through you, just relax and let it flow through. I'm slowly noticing more physical body awareness. So it feels like we're slowly coming back into physical form more. And as we do this, we're integrating the higher energies that we've been working with. So as we very gradually settle us back into our physical bodies, you may be noticing nice higher vibration energies slowly soaking into your cells, into your whole body. And I invite you to simply allow that. It's a lovely upgrade. Just relax the best you can and allow these energies to soak in. Feels like we're mostly integrated, but we need a little bit more time. Just remain relaxed and patient and allow the higher energies to really soak into your body. Almost there. Touchdown. So take a moment just to feel your body. And remember, near the start, we checked in on our baseline. How did the body feel? What energies did you feel at that moment? Now notice what you feel now. And if you can remember that check-in, just try to mentally compare this state to the state we noticed near the start. And there we go. So I'm feeling fully in body again, but it's a very different body. There's a lot more of the divine energy present. And you might be having a similar experience. Okay, I'm going to close the sacred container and then open it up for feedback. Once again, I invite you just to rest in awareness of the energy within you or awareness of the breath coming and going as I do this. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti, Kuchi. Allies, thank you for this lovely work. We are grateful to be of service to the Great Awakening, and we are grateful for the healing and awakening we have received in the course of that service. Thank you. As we close allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, please remain with anyone who's been part of this event for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, help us move forth into the world in our deepest awakened state that serves highest good, saying what will serve highest good and doing what will serve highest good. Thank you. All righty. So that was a little shorter than usual, which leaves us plenty of time for any questions or comments you may have. Let me permit that. And while I'm doing that, let me mention for those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus, I invite you to check that out at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. There we've got well over 350 archived events that are just as potent as the live events. We've got two major courses, a 16-part Invocation Masterclass, and a self-guided internal family systems therapy course. We do like 10 live events every month, about half are only for members. And lots of other awesome stuff in there as well. And I've got three new courses in the works, so there will be other new courses coming in soon. And you get all that for $1 for 30 days. Check it out. And if after 30 days you want to hang around, just do nothing and you'll get the membership for $19 a month. If that's more than you can do, just let me know and we'll do it for $9 a month. So a lot of help for your awakening and healing and global service for hopefully what's perceived as a very small fee. Let's check it out if you're interested. Thanks. If you're any of you are interested in working with me, member or not, you can go to astroshaman.com where I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. Again, that's astroshaman.com. All right, let's open her up. Soul Dancer says thanks. If anyone would like to share verbally, if you're on Zoom, just click that little microphone icon and take the slash off the mic and you'll be able to speak. If you're on the phone, *6 will mute and unmute you. Or you might prefer to type in the chat window, and I'll read those as quick as I can. Brian typed, thank you all for all you do, still feeling the spiritual morphine, LOL. Deanna typed, thank you all, y'all. Energy is still flowing here. I am going to hop off and let it continue. I had coldness in my lungs, and it is now traveling down my left arm and out my hand. Good night, all. Yeah, Deanna often has powerful experiences when she does this event, so they always do wrap up harmoniously, though. So I'm sure Deanna will be fine. Any other questions or comments? The floor is open. And again, feel free to share verbally, too. I always love that. And Deanna added, thanks again. All is good. Thanks for that reassurance, Deanna. So as we wait for the next bit of input, I'm noticing how sweet the energy is, and the allies often give us little bonus vibrations here, even after we've closed the container. Linda typed, thank you so much. I wasn't in my body, yet loved it. And Sue says, felt really heavy tonight. So Sue, I'd be curious to know how you're feeling now. Willing to share that. KD is typing, thank you. This was so lovely and beautiful and soothing and still feeling great. Blessings. Sue then typed, had some nice dessert at the end. I assume she means that she got some sweet energy. Thank you, Sue. Hmm. Ooh, the energy just got sweeter yet. Thank you, allies. Vivian, hi.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Benjamin. Yeah, I was peaceful right through today. And I want to tell you, I have some lung surgery next Monday. And appreciate being held within that. And right at the end of that, when you talked about touching down, I had my grandfather in his First World War plane bouncing on the tarmac and kind of saying hello. He flew one of these little tiny planes, such as they flew. And he died 100 years ago, so that was really sweet and precious to have him pop in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you said lung surgery, is that correct?
Yeah. So it's quite a small nodule, but because I have a family history of lung cancer, it seems mm-hmm. like a good idea to take it out, and if the surgeon sees anything else, he'll attend to that.
Good.
Okay,
so those of us who are on the call right now, I invite you to just for a moment send highest good energy to Vivian for successful lung surgery. Let's just slow that for a moment.
Thank you.
Can you feel that energy soaking into your lungs?
I do. Thank you very much.
It's not quite done, so let's keep it going a moment longer, folks, please. Does that feel complete, Vivian?
Yeah, that went very deep. Thank you.
We got a talented crew here. Good. I hope your surgery goes very well. And that reminds me of an old Cheech and Chong routine, and it's very brief, so I'll do it here. And the trick here is to do it without ruining my voice. So let me see if I can do. I used to smoke 20 packs of cigarettes a day. But since I lost one of my lungs, I've cut my smoking in half.
All right.
I always enjoyed that routine.
No smoking here. Never been a smoker here.
Your mention of lung inspired me, though. Yeah, for those who don't know, Cheech and Chong were a comedy routine. I think they were hot in the 70s and did a lot of drug humor. That was one of their cleaner routines, actually. Okay, we've got some being typed here. Let me catch up with it here. L is typing, thanks as always, very powerful, went deep, felt some frenetic energy, and thoughts of a family that I haven't seen or been in touch with for over 20 years popped into my awareness out of the blue. I sent them love and light, sending love and light, and best and highest outcome for Vivian, and lots of emoticons. Thank you all for your good wishes. And Vivian just typed, thank you everyone for your love and blessings. Okay, the floor remains open for any questions or comments. I'm going to take a little sip of water after that little routine I did. Hang on. My throat came out relatively unscathed. So, last call for questions or comments from anyone. Don't be shy. Okay, final request for questions and comments. Looks like that's it. So thank you, everyone, whether you're live or on the recording. So grateful for you showing up. Your time is valuable, and I so appreciate you showing up for this event. And wish you all infinite blessings. So we'll wrap it up. For those who are members, again, it's September 27 right now. On the 29th, we are going to have our gentle group healing event, where we'll all get lots of healing in the gentlest way that gets the job done. So feel free to join us on Wednesday night for that. And then I'll soon be putting out the whole October schedule. So lots of good stuff coming up there. All right. Thanks to everyone, and many, many blessings. Good night.